wake up to the light. It's time to do what's right before the darkness falls and we're no more. Time for dreams has passed and we're so far away from truth. And then the end becomes, oh, where's the shining in the heart? Can love find a way? Will we keep our minds apart? Comes from above, and now, right now's the time and place, oh, to find the
It's now time to find a way to love. Thank you for coming to my website. This is Pastor John, your internet pastor. Thank you for joining me tonight. Boy, I have an awful lot to say, but I want to thank Eric Reed and his talent, his art, his greatness with God, first of all, and his ability to share this music with us tonight. As I talk about a very important piece of subject matter, John the Evangelist expressed, "If anyone says that I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For that he that does not love his brother whom he's seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?" And then Eric puts down 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, because Eric, like me, was raised in an environment of Bible. His father was a pastor, a fine man. I did a conference years and years ago for Eric's dad's church. The men went up in, I think, Lake Arrowhead or Big Bear, one of those two places, and invited me to be the guest speaker. And it was such a joy to teach all those wonderful men. And it was on that weekend in the San Bernardino Mountains that I met Eric Reed, the jazz pianist. I knew that he was an extraordinary talent, much more than just a church pianist. And God has been blessing ever since. I will be playing music from the album Eric Reed, A Light in Darkness, because that's not only what we're supposed to be. And I want to take this time and say, if you watch these special clips that I have right at the top of the page, and it's the John Tomlinson part one. No, that's a picture of me there. I want to thank Pastor Zerix for having his YouTube page premiere some of the work that I've done earlier. And I kind of go there to Fleazy's page and copy that work and put it on my website. I've been doing work like this for so many years, and I'm just so glad to be able to try to protect the real people of God, because there are swindlers out there. The other clip right above the John Tomlinson clip is the megachurch clip. And I don't know how long I'm going to keep them up in that order. But I would really admonish you to take a look at that megachurch, mega giant thing. What they're saying is absolutely true. And what I'm trying to do by putting up this, I call it an ancient clip of mine, with John asking me crucial questions about biblical Christianity, you can see that I almost wholeheartedly agree with the gentleman that did the YouTube clip above me. I am more of a pastor, so I'm not going to start judging other religions and other people. But I do have a lot of problems because I've studied Catholicism, and I think that the main tenets, if they stick with the scriptures, would help. But as I remember, as I recall studying it, Catholicism teaches that the Pope is the head of the Christian church in the world today. Well, Protestantism teaches that Jesus Christ is the head of the Christian church today. That's why we worship Jesus as the head of the church. And I said worship as he is a deity, because I personally believe that only God could have spoken to me in August of 1967. And here I am still heralding the claims of my wonderful, wonderful master, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to continue to play some music by Eric Reed. And as you think about that, I want you to think about the work that Jesus Christ did for us. And he did a great work, and it was all done on Calvary. Eric Reed. Most of the time in our lives, we We look for moments to turn to God. We don't see God's face every day. And as we live our lives and life happens to us, especially when tragedy strikes, you lose a job, you lose a loved one, you lose the income, you lose your influence, you lose things, and then you fall apart. You fall apart like you never had a staple in your life. And since you never had a staple, in other words, that thing that held you together, that you know, when you staple two pieces of paper together, pow! They've never had that kind of effect with God. The first time crisis hits, we fall apart. I don't think that God wants that in us. God wants us to believe in Him right now, today, to keep that belief in Him, independently of a pastor, of any kind of church organization, of any kind of theological bent. Just reach out to God. You don't have to know as much theology as me. It's not important. But if you listen to me and you believe that I love you as I do and that I am telling you God's truth, then your life will get better. And then when tragedy, when calamity, when crisis comes in your life, you have that staple objective. And we as believers believe because of what that Israeli Hebrew did 2,000 years ago, being the divine representation of God Himself. He took upon Himself our sin, that when we leave this planet, we don't have to worry about it because it was all taken care of on Calvary. Eric Reed, come share with us. Hit them keys, boy. Praise God. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. You see, my friend, if we never develop this particular relationship with God Almighty, we're going to have to particularly develop a relationship with someone. And then when that crisis or that calamity does come in our lives, we fall apart because we instantly recognize that putting our faith in anything other than the divine. I believe that there's only one God in the entire universe of the whole blooming cosmic forensic, whatever you want to call it. There's only one. There's only one. And I'm not going to go crazy and say, He's mine and you need to jump on board and so you can experience this wonderful phenomenon. I'm not going to do that because that sounds like what the evangelical church did to you. Had you getting up, waving your arms, crying, giving all your money. And in, you know, you women, instead of you talking about that ugly husband you married, you're talking about that goofy-looking, stupid-ass pastor you have. Oh, I'm sorry for cursing. Oh. Thank you. you. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. The name of the album? A Light in Darkness. I, Eric Reed. You can pick it up almost anywhere. Come on now. Play it, Eric. I'm not mad at you. Yeah. What an album. That's Eric Reed playing the music. And you know what? Look. Let's stay with this idea. Because, you know, it appears we just cannot go forward unless we attach ourselves. And that's what I really love about that clip that I have up, you know, called the Mega Church is what ruined the church in America. Because the church in America used to be, and I think you don't have to be that much older. If you just look at the older movies, you just, see, in America, we were broken down in neighborhoods. All right. Even in the all black communities, we had our churches, our Methodist churches, Baptist, Presbyterian. We had our holiness churches, Kojic churches, Church of God in Christ, you know, all of that. We had all of that spread out all over. I can only speak to the issue of Los Angeles because that's where I was. I was born and raised, and that's where I spend most of my life in church, is right here in Los Angeles. And we never had problems the way we have. Sure, we now and then heard about a preacher that was dirty, stole the money, had a sweetheart in another state or something like that. But, you know, people know people to be people. But one of the things that I've been preaching against all of my life, and that's why I think I feel more comfortable doing things this way, because I don't have to hear from my critics. My critics don't have to email me. I have an email, intotheword1@aol.com, but very rarely do anyone that listen to my webcast send me an email, because you will note by even listening to the music I play, unless I want to get a little funky and play some funky music like I do at times, but most of the times my music is very spiritual, because I am still a pastor. I'll always be a spiritual man. I don't take the calling of God cheaply like Dr. John MacArthur does. He don't even know whether he's even heard the voice of God ever in his life. By his own words, he admits it. You can go to various websites and pick that up. I'll put it back up on my website, and so that you can attach yourself to it and hear the man say it himself. So these guys are mega crooks and mega churches. They're ruining people's lives. I heard again this morning, a young pastor called me and he told me, he's not young anymore. He's over 50, but he called me and asked me, did I hear the latest scandal out of Grace Community Church? And of the so-called great exegete, Dr. John MacArthur. That's why I got rid of all of his commentaries. And the comment, man, I had every commentary. He wrote the entire commentary for the New Testament. I threw them all out and gave the remnant away. I think I came on the radio and asked some of my listeners, if you want some of these books, come by here. I got rid of most of his stuff. I have one of his books in my library, and I keep it because I'm going to do a radio presentation. I'm looking for the book. I'm going to do Ashamed of the Gospel. Yeah, that's a book that John MacArthur has his name on that he wrote. I'm going to do a special on that one because I had that book. I didn't want to get rid of it because he had some great historical work that he did on the work of C.H. Spurgeon. And me, when I was in seminary, in grad school, I read tons of work on C.H. Spurgeon. That man could go into the L.A. Memorial Coliseum without a microphone and light the place up. Now, why in the first place would any of us spend our time talking about spiritual things? Well, Eric has a way of putting it, and I love the way he does it in his art. And we as believers would believe in this place. Well, where do we go when we die and we leave the earth? And I think this bothers a lot of people that lost loved ones also, because it's, where did my mama go? Where did my mama go? Did she know Jesus? Yes, she's going to the promised land. Eric Reed. Thank you. That's the way to put it, the promised land. I like that. Now, you know what? Some of you may say, Pastor John, that was kind of wild. Well, my guest today, wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right. I was looking at the clip, the John Tomlinson part one, while I was playing that number. And I forgot that I was back on and I was listening to that. I am ambidextrous. I can do more than one or two or three things at one time. I recall, and I got to, you know, jump back in history, when I was a college professor and I would teach philosophy one. That was my main gig. I loved teaching. I hated teaching logic. Hated that. But I loved teaching ethics. Ethics was a wonderful class. And world religions, of course, was one of my favorites. And philosophy itself in general was just something that, to open up the student's mind. And I recall every semester, I would warn the students. I said, you know, I would tell them, there is a day coming when a lot of things in your society are going to change. They're going to be different. And these things are going to be, you're going to think they're impossible, that it can't be happening. And I told them to, as we study philosophy and we looked at the older philosophers, I looked at Marx, Engels, René Descartes, Hume, Locke, all of them, all of the great Socrates, Plato. They had to write three essays a semester in each of my classes, and my classes were always filled. I had no less than 35 students each semester in each classroom when I started, and usually at the end of the semester, you know how the student body drops off? I'd have no less than 29, 30 people in the classroom. Only four or five would drop out. The rest would be there in my philosophy classes, and I just enjoyed teaching it. And just as much as I enjoyed preaching. And so when you come to the website, especially for you newer comers on, when you come to the website, this is me in my prime, what I did. This is how I spent my time, okay? Going to play another number now. I'm going to slow down the pace a little bit because a lot of us will never be able to make it in life because we don't have any hope. There's no hope in view. Eric has a number here, number five on the album called Hope in View. And I would like to play that number right now for you, because I think that it will be of great encouragement. Whatever's going on in your life, you have to live like you have hope in view of something.
Sometimes you fall down to your knees. for strength when all seems lost.
There's hope for you. Don't give up on you. Oh, was that Eric singing? No, that was Jameson Ross singing along with Eric Reed on that. Ooh, that baby grand. Doesn't it sound wonderful? And you know what I love about Eric's artistry is that he's a church boy. I love it. I love it. I love it. But Eric would say today, and he would be in 100% agreement with me. We speak from time to time, and our hearts are, because we came up the same way. We were taught the same thing about God. I'm not going to argue with the Hebrew Israelites. A good friend of mine, Ramey, who was on the evangelical course with me, who jumped off that train, I don't know whether he did before or I didn't. And you can see a lot of, if you go to the article section on my page, I think it's to the left side of your screen, and it says articles or some kind of things that, you know, people wrote. And if you read Ramey's work, he just great. Man, I just had some of the finest brothers from all over the country. Ramey is still alive, and we speak from time to time when there's a major catastrophe, is something happening in the church, and Ramey and my mutual friend Curtis in Virginia, I speak with him. Curtis is very, very, very conservative. Curtis, a lot like me, has daughters, and you know, I remember years ago I would tell the guys over the internet, and even when I flew into their city and did conferences with them, I told them, look, live your faith and stop trying to shove your faith down anyone else's throats, even your children's. Because in the long run, if you teach those children what's right, if you teach them what's right, guide them with your life, everything is going to turn out all right. You're going to shine. You're just going to shine. Come on, guys, that's the next number, Shine, from this Eric Reed masterpiece of an album called A Light in Darkness. Eric Reed, Shine. Thank you. Can't, you know what? Eric Reed, thank God. Thank God for Eric's mom and dad. Thank God for the love that they had for each other, that God motivated them to be the instruments of the creation of an Eric Reed, an African-American man who plays that baby grand piano from his soul. He's teaching. I don't know whether he took some classes this semester at University of Tennessee as a music instructor, jazz, I would presuppose. The university is ultra blessed for having Eric there teach them piano. And in the style of the, oh my God, African-American. But you know what? If you can't appreciate that kind of music, then the next song on this album is where you may end up. And I think that Eric tells a wonderful story on this album, which is entitled A Light in Darkness. And I, as a pastor, have taken Eric's music and framed it around a reference of the person that does not have confidence enough in God that his life will manifest light and darkness wherever they go, to whichever situation arises in their lives. I think I mentioned to you that sometimes next month they're going to do a catheter thing in my heart. I don't want to talk about that too much. They're going to have to go up in there and put a splint up in there, a balloon of some type, because I need more oxygen. My days are about 12, 13-hour days. I have to get some rest. But you know what? I want to play this next summer, and it's called, song, and it's called Garden of Shadow. Garden of Shadow. And that's where you find yourself if you don't attend to the light. Let's see how Eric handles it musically, if it makes sense to you.
Oh, it does already.
Well, I mean, I get the point that Eric was trying to make in that cut right there. Real nice cut. And on that electric piano, Garden of Sorrow. I get what Eric was saying, because when you come to that Garden of Sorrow, and it's talking about the Garden of Gethsemane, what did it turn into? It turned into a tremendous outpouring of joy and gratitude and happiness, because it was in the Garden of Gethsemane where the enemies of the black Israelite came to pick him up. And when they picked him up and crucified him, and this is what I must believe, if I believe that he is God in the flesh, that he got up. Now, if he did not get up, then I have no hope of any of the Christian experience that I've been teaching my entire life. All of my teaching has been in vain. I concur with the Apostle Paul, because he said that in the book of 1 Corinthians. You see, I like the way Paul put it. He said, if I give my body to be burned, okay, if I give everything that I have to feed the poor, if I do some great deed, if John Coleman can do anything, no, it was all done for me on Calvary in the person of Jesus the Christ. I will believe that until I leave this planet. And if I should go and take my procedure, and God chooses to take me out while I'm under that procedure, then I will see him face to face. Now, I believe that. I believe that. You can torture me. You can pull my tongue out. You can pull my fingernails out. You can hurt me, and I'll scream and everything. And I would just hope that God would come and take my spirit to be with him in a place that I cannot communicate about very well. But Eric ends up this album because he plays two renditions of Yesterday. And Calvary happened yesterday. The idea of Jesus and him providing salvation for the believer that truly believes in him was yesterday. Yesterday, they didn't have mega churches. Yesterday, they didn't have pastors that wrote books and made $1 million. Yesterday, they would never have a pastor, a so-called shepherd of God, live like a millionaire, like the Will Smiths of this world, while people are dying of starvation and hunger. No. Yesterday was the time that I'm aiming at. And Eric Reed is going to end up the show with Yesterday. Thank you. Thank you, agreed. Yesterday, yesterday's. Yes, and it's been such a privilege for me to play the entire album. That's Eric Reed, A Light in Darkness. A personal friend of mine, as a matter of fact, he scribbled on the album cover, Enjoy. Thank you, Eric. And thank you, my very astute ladies and gentlemen, for listening to me. If you have not been listening to me long, I've been doing this since 2002. I built this website by hand. Yes, I did. It's mine. I did it. And I'm paying every month. Every month that I'm alive, you know that I'm alive when you come to this website and you can hear what Pastor John has to say. Now, if I stop saying things fresh and new, I'm either dead or somebody stole my animal rights and took over the site. But it's been great spending this hour with you, and I look forward. You know, as I feel healthy each day, that's what I want to do. I want to do one of these every day of the year. And I thank God that I had a friend, Clarence Williams. I spoke with him today. He encouraged me so much. He encouraged me to take my meds, to understand that I'm going to have to slow down, that I'm a senior citizen. I had and he's not as old as I am, but he said, you're a senior citizen now, John. It's not like when you were in your 40s. You can just get up and run and do this and do that. But what I'm grateful of is God left me a brain that can still think, and I'm going to try to help as many people as I can until I exit the planet. Thank you very much for coming to my website, and please tell your friends about it. No, I'm not trying to get a lot of people saved, or I'm not trying to win money. I don't want to put my website and what I do on YouTube because I want people to come here freely. I don't even have a counter on here. I don't know how many people have frequented this site. I may call my web server and say, can you tell me how many people has gone to this website since I opened it? And that would blow my mind. Hey, God bless you. And you know the drill. Whatever you do, you stay into God. You stay into loving God. You're never giving up on believing in him. And there is no sorrow that God cannot heal.